بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تكلم فضيلة الشيخ أبو الرومي وقت تبرير دوران شيخ العرب العجم الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله وبركاته. التايتل ہے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے.
سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بدال ہیں مگر اندر ہے فرزانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بتانا داں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے بتانا داں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کیوں ہوئے ہیں خانہ برباد ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جیس ویرانے، ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو، مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو، کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی، کہاں تک پاس بدنامی، کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے، کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے، نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، مقام اہل دل درد دل، مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی، نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی، وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آ کیا جانے، وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آ کیا جانے، آخری شعر ہے، وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقیاں شکوں کو جام و پیمانے،
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، this very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat has put the object and purpose of life in poetic form to show us how enjoyable deen is and how a person should make strides in getting the object of life, and that is the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explains in this beautiful poem, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses His most beloved Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layl illa qalila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful pet name. Oh, that beloved of mine who is wrapped in his blanket, get up a little and make munajat, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a first step towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aaye sehrani. That what has given me, Allah Akbar, and this shows the high maqam of the friends of Allah. A useless, ignorant person like me to explain this is beyond my ability. But in our weak, humble way, with our Hazrat Tawajju, inshallah, just try and explain the outward brief meaning of it, which we won't even understand properly, but make dua Allah Ta'ala puts in our heart the proper understanding. Allah Ta'ala is that great being, without understanding, Allah will make us understand. And Allah Ta'ala save us from saying wrong words. So Hazrat says that this very high position which we can't imagine, the closeness that Allah Hazrat had with Allah Rabbul Izzat, he says, what has given me this realm of close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that deep sighs at the time of tahajjud. That when a person realizes and you come into the reality of the real life in the company of the friends of Allah, then immediately a person realizes, I thought I'm living a life, but I'm worse than an animal. I haven't still recognized who has created me, whose food I'm eating, and what tunes I'm playing. In a beautiful other couplet, Hazrat says, that khate hai Rahman ki, gaate hai shaitan ki. You forget that you are eating the food of Rahman. In other words, we don't deserve that food. As our Hazrat teaches us, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that at least when the plate of food is presented to you, just for a second at least, ponder and make tawbah in istighfar. That, oh Allah, I don't deserve to be sitting in front of this honorable plate of food. I disobey you every moment, and Allah knows our ins and outs of disobedience. Yet Allah Ta'ala, who is Rahman, extremely kind and merciful, and that we are existing here in the demand of the mercy of Allah. So it shows that Allah Ta'ala doesn't want to punish any servant of His. That is why Allah has made all the intizam, all the arrangements to get close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our closeness. Allah Ta'ala is mustaghni. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us here because Allah Ta'ala is extremely kind and merciful. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah Ta'ala showers us with mercies that we cannot imagine. The enjoyment of life, as was explained here, will be something else. So Hazrat says, how did I get this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I came in the company of the friends of Allah who knew the reality of life, and I started learning and hearing what is the reality of life, that Allah ta'ala has created me, I am the slave of Allah, I have to love like a slave, then I realized I'm not loving like the slave of Allah. So immediately I started begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala has been so kind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully that we are the parcel of Allah. Every man knows his parcel. You order a container from a foreign country, you know exactly what you check. So Allah ta'ala says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan, you are so weak. We gave you all abilities, but you forget your object and purpose of life. And today with so-called technology, we think we are progressing. A person is busy with important deeny work or your important worldly, one pop-up comes up and you forget what you are doing and you've gone into a different realm. So Allah Ta'ala knows how weak we are. So Allah has kept the big door open of tawbah and istighfar. A person just begs of Allah, oh Allah, I am useless, I have made a mistake, oh Allah, please forgive me. Hazrat says, Allah will draw you close. And Allah Rabbul Izzat in a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whoever realizes and just come one hand span close to me, I come two hands close to me. You come one arm close to me, I'll come one. You come one hand length, I'll come two arms close to you. You come walking, I'll come running. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat is waiting that we acknowledge our weakness and we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the time of tahajjud, that is the best time a person should be taking deep sighs of regret and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. a person, Allahu Akbar, and see the friends of Allah. They teach us how to become the friends of Allah in a very simple way. That now every person must be thinking, myself in my heart, so weak, tahajjud, where am I going to get up for tahajjud? Our Shaykh explains, our Dada Shaykh explains so beautifully, one of the easiest salah is tahajjud salah. And Allahu Akbar, by Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is a register from Adam alayhi salatu wa salam till the day of Qiyamah of all the pious people. And whose names will be written in there? People who perform tahajjud. Because tahajjud salah, Allah Ta'ala is made, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. That tahajjud namaz is that namaz that will give you strength to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody, like myself, we all, though we hate our sins, but we see we don't have that power to stay away from it. Tahajjud salah is manhiyatun anil ism. It will pull us away from all haram. It will take us away from all haram. Allahu Akbar. Tahajjud salah is that salah that ulama have explained, the sufiya have explained, that the person is not from among the kamilin, from among the perfect believers, if he doesn't perform tahajjud. So we all think that I am weak, where can I perform tahajjud? But Hazrat Allah, but the friends of Allah show us how simple, the easiest thing, ad-deen yusrun. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deen is easy. But shaitan puts a veil upon us, and dunya which is so hard, he makes us worse for that. And deen which is easy, he makes us negligent. So just come in the company of the friends of Allah, and see deen is not just easy, mazedar hai. It's enjoyable. So Hazrat explains that tahajjud, every person, a small boy, an old man, old lady, anybody can perform tahajjud. And Allahu Akbar, that the tahajjud time starts, immediately you performed your Isha namaz wa jamaat, your four faras, and you read your two sunnati muakkada after that, the time of Isha is over. Now the time of tahajjud has started. Even the fuqaha explained that now is the time of tahajjud. This is the initial time that tahajjud has started. So Hazrat says that you are in the musa, you are in the masjid, and you are performing your other, the nafal salah and your witr salah. Now just read two rakats extra namaz with the intention of tahajjud. And in that salah you can make niyat of tawbah also, shukr, many other niyat. But Hazrat says read two rakats namaz, you are in the environment, you got wuzu, read two rakats extra namaz of tahajjud salah, and your name will come in the list of the pious servants. Hazrat says it might be not right on top, but it's somewhere at the bottom also. But Hazrat says this is a starter pack. That when a person starts with this tahajjud, that immediately after your two sunnat, read another two, four rakats, even two rakats. Hazrat says, if, like myself, if you're so lazy like the Bahre Kahil, the Dead Sea, not even a ripple on there. And Hazrat says, sit and perform the two salah in the beginning. And read short surat also. But read the two rakats, tahajjud namaz. And now at least you come in the list of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so beautifully they present it to us. Hazrat says, this is like eating a simple meal, dar and roti. And the time of tahajjud, when it's the peak hour, middle of the night, 3-4 o'clock, at that time when you get up and get the close proximity of Allah, that is like eating biryani, roast chicken. Now in the hope of eating roast, don't say that I don't want to eat a simple meal. Allah says, eat your dal roti now, so you don't stay hungry, and soon you'll see, Allah will bulge your appetite, you'll get up at the time of 3-4 o'clock. And then Hazrat says that at that time when I make deep sighs of regret, oh Allah, please forgive me, oh Allah, please forgive me. Then Allah Ta'ala draws a person closer and closer. And Hazrat says, where you will get this? This is why we have this Mubarak gathering. That suna hai khankahon mein muhabbat ki hai, mein khane. Diya karta hai saaki aashiko ko jam meena, jam wo peymane. Hazrat says that we have heard that in the khankas, what is the khankas actually? This is the place where you will get Allahu Akbar, the wine of the love of Allah. That wine that doesn't intoxicate you in such a way that you don't know who's your wife, who's your mother, who's your daughter. It doesn't intoxicate you in such a way that you don't even know where you are passing water and how you are messing and putting yourself into najasat. This is that pure wine. That a person who's got the urge for this wine, where you will get it? In the khankar, in those small rooms where the people learn to make muraqabah and think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the guidance of those people who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you come in these places, in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are known as the ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they distribute this wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with big jugs also and beautiful goblets of the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever it may be, you can be a great allama, you can be any person, but if you want this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept the system that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. You have to come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayh was a great mufassir of his time, was a very great scholar in every field. Allah ta'ala has blessed him, but at that time his inclination was still not towards the khanka. He was a man of knowledge of deen also, so he had more inclination to that. But a friend is a true friend who will pull you towards good. One of his friends told him that, Hazrat, just come in the majlis of Hakim ul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. He says, tum log kya chuhe jaise is budde ke samne baithte hain. You people like mice sitting in front of this old man, what have I got to do that? But a friend will keep on reminding his friend, just come. So his friend told him, and also a great alim, that come, if the majlis appeals to you, you sit. If it doesn't appeal to you, no problem, you carry on. Hazrat, then he made some himmat, he said, okay, I'll come. When he came in the company of Hakim ul Ummat, and then a mufassir of his time, when he heard the bayan of Hakim ul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, malum nahi, Hazrat ne kis andaaz se bayan kiya. Aisa lagta hai ki aaj hi Quran nazil hua. Mufassir of the time says, I don't know how Hazrat, as if Quran Sharif came down now. And then he got so much himmat that he said, he'll stay in the khanka for the night. But he said, Hazrat, please, I can't get up for tahajjud, I can't make zikr. Hazrat says, no problem, that's not faraz, you don't have to do. You stay in the khanka. Allahu Akbar. When he stayed in the khanka, in middle of the night, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakat of the shaykh, they started getting up for tahajjud, and they started making zikr. Already he heard the sounds of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was turning and twisting, he couldn't sleep. He said, let me also get up. And then what he said, that laam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. That the moment I also joined them and made the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I got intoxicated. Then I got madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I realized, Allahu Akbar, that the special times to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the middle of the night. Subah hi se intizam e shaam hai. That from the morning I'm waiting when tahajjud is going to come, when tahajjud is going to come. So this is what we will get here. If Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, let us open our heart. That Allah has said that be with the pious servant, so Allah has kept his friend. We come with this intention, Allah will give us. Hazrat further mentions and explains, now in the part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khilaf raaye sunnat jo bana karte hai mastane, wo diwane bazaair hai magar andar hai farzane. He says, be very careful. That is why Allah said, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, the true pious servants. You cannot be a pious servant unless you follow the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why Allah said, sadiqeen, not muttaqeen. The muttaqeen, the sadiqeen are the pious servants. But here Hazrat explained, Allah said, sadiq fi taqwa. They don't just put an outside, outward appearance like myself, false. That you can put outward appearance, people think you very pious, you very close to Allah, big tasbih, etc. But in your private life, you watching your movies, you chatting with women, etc. So Hazrat says, any road that is contrary to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a person outwardly looks like he's a madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly he looks like a mad person, but that person is lost in his own world of thinking, he's an intelligent person. So very, very important, Hazrat is teaching us, that don't get caught up by a fraudster. That Allah Akbar. Hazrat gave one example so beautifully, that one person, a big sheikh, went to one town outwardly like a big sheikh, and telling his murids about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but namaz time, he's not there for salat with jamaat. And so, one of the murid's wives asked her husband that your sheikh is a big sheikh, but we hear he doesn't come for salah with jamaat where he performs salah. So he says, no, it's a big sheikh. He was a bit scared to ask him, but he said he built his himmat. He asked him, Hazrat, my family asked where you perform your salah. He says, you don't know, who am I? Salah time I go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So he went home with a very happy heart, good answer. He said, my sheikh, he performs salah in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So she said, MashaAllah, your sheikh is so pious, tell him that he performs salah there, eating time, why he eats here? He must eat the Mubarak food of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala save us, we see our pious servants of Allah, how they eat early in the masjid, paban what their salah, teach us about the importance of deen. And as we learning all the time, that our sharia is governed, our tariqat is governed by our sharia. And that is why our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that our tasawuf is ala min haji sunnah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat further explains, jo arif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jane. Bala jo ghair arif hai, wo unka rutba kya jane. Those people who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Hazrat's beautiful international famous poem, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste. How to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll be on our road to our actual home, and that is jannat. This house is not our home, that is our home. And more greater than jannat, Allah se milate jannat ke raaste. So Hazrat says, those that have got the recognition of Allah, in what world they are, outwardly they look like simple people. They look like they reading namaz, salah next to us. But their concentration, when they eat food, they gone to the arsh of Allah. Person like myself, we in salah and we gone to the bazaar and we gone to a sports ground, etc. So Hazrat says, in what state they is, you can't imagine. Further, Hazrat says that those people who don't know the reality of life and just look at ya lamuna zahiram min al hayati dunya, the outward beauties of this world. Allah hasn't sent us here to look at the outward beauties of this world. Allah has sent us to learn reality, and this you can only come get with the company of those who know reality. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all, when Sahaba came into the company and the sohbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became men, they became rijal. That Allah Akbar, people put their most beautiful woman on the road. They never, week went past, they never, those women, the people asked them that why you didn't attract these men. They say, these are not men, they are something else. They didn't even lift a gaze to us. So where we will get the strength and courage? Hazrat says, haseeno ke ujar jaye jayenge jab geographia ek din bata na da kaha jayega apne dil ko behlane. Hazrat says, don't get attracted by this artificial doll and artificial beauties and whatever artificial things of this world. And our Dada Shaykh Allah Akbar, that is why he was the Mujaddid of the Zamana. The pandemic of this time, myself, that is soaked in the sun, that we just look around wherever we want. We go to the bank also, we just look at the tellers and then start chatting as if nothing is happening. Whereas Hazrat says, if you think nothing is happening, take your trousers to the lab and then you'll know how weak you are becoming. So Hazrat is saying that don't, one day, now they look a bit beautiful, but aaj lakab nana, aaj naksha jawani ka, kalta naksha jawani ka, aaj lakab nana nani ka. Today they look like a young doll, young boy, you worried of your hair. Tomorrow you'll be a nana and nani, a dada and daddy, and you'll walk with a walking stick. So Hazrat says the beauty is not going to remain in this world all the time. Now you are just entertaining your heart, but when you see, just say, give her now 2 laxative, and see now your heart is turning away from her. So don't fall into the deception. Jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein, ghabrata hai gulshan mein, mujhe to khur ka alam diya hai aaye sahra mein. Hazrat explains, yeah, Allah Akbar, so beautiful, that when I think of these people that are madly in love with artificial things of this world, Hazrat, who used to be in Gulshan Iqbal, in the garden of the love of Allah subhanahu, he says, my heart gets worried that how people are going into this madness of this world. How people are falling under artificial beauties and losing their respect and reality. And as Hazrat explained, the houses are getting broken. That it gives me very, it makes my heart get worried. How did I get this closeness of Allah? At the time of tahajjud, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all should beg Allah to forgive us, and Allah give us that courage and strength to control our gazes. And this will bring our hearts into the right condition to get connected to Allah. Hazrat says, Jo zaide isse anaashna hai, phir bhi wo nada, nahi samjha hai, khud lekin chala hai mujhko samjhana. That Hazrat says that a person who is not aware of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly he looks like a scholar of deen also. Outwardly he looks like just inclination towards this world. But he hasn't known the reality of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which as we learn, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi got it in the company of the friend of Allah. Hazrat says such people, like our Hazrat explained today we got lot of muhakkiks. The muhakkiks, that is, people are making research, ulama, but they making research in such a way that deen must put into our life, not we must put into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, such people, they want to explain the lovers of Allah. They haven't understood the love of Allah themselves, but big proofs they want to give. Allah give us reality. Kisi ke aa mazloomi se waqt zulm darna tha, huwe hai khanae abad zalim jiste veerani. Hazrat says that don't take the curse of any oppressive person. In other words, you don't control your gazes, and you come home and you don't treat your wife properly, and you swearing her, etc. If she cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explained that like one person came to our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. What petty excuses, and he's saying my wife doesn't listen and she doesn't treat me well. Hazrat is explaining to him, and she was a woman with no father, no mother, but she had children to look after, and she explained to Hazrat that I try my best to please him, but this person had artificial the love carrying on, and so you don't want to make your home. So he didn't accept even the talks of the pious servants of Allah. And finally in front of Hazrat, he gave divorce and talaq to this woman. Hazrat says this woman just looked at the skies and looked at Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it wasn't long that this poor man was like Allahu Akbar. He was in a terrible condition that nobody wanted to look at him after that. So Hazrat says that if you take the curse of oppressive people, then your house will be barbad. Your life will be barbad. Sataya Umar bar bu jahal ne sham-e nabuwat ko, magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. Hazrat says, look at the example of Abu Jahl. One time he was known as Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala showed when he caused operation to the greatest personality. Ra'ayta alladhi yanha abdan idha salla. We saw a great Nabi Akram Sallallahu making salah, and he's warning Nabi Sallallahu, if I see you again performing salah, I'll take a bold and throw it at your head, Aliyazu Billah. And one time he came to do that, and he went back. Allahu Akbar. His friends asked him, why you went back? You so brave? He says, I saw in between me and this personality a fire, and there was some strange creation of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, the malaika would have pulled him and thrown him in the fire of Jahannam. And in any case, disrespect of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is he buried? There at the Allahu Akbar, at the Suraj in Badr. And all till today the Suraj is falling upon him. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that Allah says, Man aza waliyan faqad azantu bilhaq. That don't ever wage war, or don't ever have disrespect, or even don't have badgumani, don't have evil thoughts with regard to the friends of Allah, because Allah Ta'ala will take you to task. Further Hazrat mentions the other lines, but inshallah we'll just try and end it off. Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb shikasta mein. Kya hai qalb ko lekin shikasta gham ke soda mein. Hazrat says, where will you get the special noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you break your heart for the pleasure of Allah? And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned hadith Qudsi, ana inda munkasir al-qulub, that Allah says, I am in the broken heart. That we got desires. Allah has created desires. So to have desire, don't be scared. That I got lot of desire. I want to watch movie. I want to watch sport. just control their desires, break their desires. And where we will learn this? From the company of the friends of Allah. When we learn to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stay in the right company, then you who thought that I can't leave sports, I can't leave looking at women, you'll see that doesn't interest you anymore. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Parah says, Nahi hai zindagi jiski koi daasta hai gham ki. وہ اہلِ غم کے قرب خستگی کو آ کیا جانے اللہ اکبر. Hazrat says a person doesn't have life if he doesn't know how to break his desires and have pain for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, he thinks he's an enjoying life, but what does he know, Allah Akbar, the closeness of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their life, what is their enjoyment, that person, what does he know about it? So he thinks, as we heard, that these people are mad, they don't know about sports, etc. But we are mad who don't know the reality of the love of Allah. وَهِ كَرْتِهِ اُنْكِ عَاشِقُوا پَرْ تَبْصِرَ اَخْتَرْ جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says and gives us a firm warning that those people who come in the gatherings of the friends of Allah not with the right intention, that they want, let us listen to this bayan, and after this bayan then they got lot of objections. Hazrat says those people, zalim, that is like a friend in Urdu, that you don't know reality. What do you know of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So you'll object, and I'll just end off with this beautiful incident Hazrat has taught us, that when we come in the company of the friends of Allah as a naqid, objector, just to listen and then pass remarks, etc., then we won't get the reality of the closeness of Allah. And Hazrat gave a beautiful example of this. He says one person went to Nizamuddin, he heard that is a markaz where Allah Akbar, the machinery, the factory of human beings. But he came there at the time of Salah and people were making wuzu and the Jamaat time was up already. So the water was messed there by the on the floor and people's chappals was laying around. So he came with a different mind. He didn't even sit in the bayan properly and pay attention. And he went back and he said, Nizamuddin is a dirty place. I didn't. So the buzurg of that place told him that if a pig goes into a beautiful garden, he won't see the beautiful roses. He won't enjoy all the beautiful flowers. Where there's dirt laying in one corner that's hidden, he'll dig that out and that will appeal to him. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding.